Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You guys are lighting up the text line as far as what college football game you're excited for. Fred, Blake, and Kevin joining you here on Fan After Dark. Auburn, Oklahoma from the 214. Haynes King, Georgia Tech, Longview, Texas Tim. UCF is not in Colorado. I will see
Who's
myself
Texas
out.
Texas Tim?
I just texted it in. I don't know.
Maybe that's the guy's name? Yeah. He said Texas Tim was his name?
He just said Haynes King, GT, Longview, comma, Texas Tim.
Oh, okay. Well, Haynes King is the that's the Georgia Tech quarterback, isn't it?
Correct. Who you got, UNC or Colorado this weekend? And then said, okay, I don't know.
I also forgot about Indiana and Illinois, another ranked matchup.
There you go. Fred and Blake, Clueless at Night, Heisman, Tim and Carthage.
I'll tell you what, the fact that Tim and Carthage, who is a diehard Tolo, I mean, maybe when you talk about the top five Tolos of all time, Tim and Carthage is definitely in that conversation. The fact that he's loving us up like that, I will take
can
to
you,
the bank.
Can you change his music? I'm sorry.
Poo-pooing all over the...
It's not Kevin's fault.
It's not.
I just
not,
hate this music.
It's not. I'm with you on that.
Just hate it.
I'm
is there a specific music you want me to play?
Just play anything, honestly.
Just use your judgment. Use your radio producer brain judgment.
Was it football music you weren't
that's
looking for?
That's kind of what we were. That's what we were
See,
thinking.
He wasn't specific. I didn't know if he wanted not that particular football song.
No.
As soon as I heard the beat come on, I just dropped my head.
It's all right.
You got to be more specific, Blake.
Okay, have we come up with a name for this?
We have not.
Okay.
We kicked around some ideas last week.
Something about like the trash cans, the middle.
Yeah. Well, then you ChatGPT'd it. By the way, I'm kind of on a Claude kick right now.
Is that your new girlfriend?
Yeah, her name's Claude. Step your AI game up.
Good for you, Fred.
That's a cute girl name. Dating a girl named Claude.
I tell you what, you two, for being younger, I question the future of this country.
I've never heard Claude in my life.
Yeah, it's the Anthropic,
word.
Has 13. Well, no, it's the company that runs it. It's another. It's their version of ChatGPT. It's another, you know, AI device or AI, whatever the hell it's called. What do we call ChatGPT?
An AI tool?
An AI tool. There you go. Claude is it's kind of like, it's like Grok. It's like Grok and ChatGPT.
Okay.
Check it out. No, I'm being dead serious.
I believe
bro.
You. I just don't know we're going to name the segment.
Well, that got me off tar because remember you had.
Off
you
tar? Had,
off top.
Wow.
Off top. I've drank a lot of coffee today.
Got me off tar. Don't do tar, kids. Please.
Don't do tar. It's terrible. It's unhealthy.
So he's hurt.
Especially black tar.
Opposed to white tar. Okay, so we've got our top five teams in the NFL.
Yes.
We've got our middle five teams
middle
in the
five.
NFL. Maybe it's a good thing if you're in the middle five. Maybe you're in the bottom half and you're creeping up.
Yes.
Or maybe you've fallen out of grace and you're in the middle of the pack.
That's it.
And then we've got the bottom five, which could also be the same thing. Maybe you've fallen out of favor and now you're here. Or maybe you're a team that's trending almost out of the bottom five. So let's start at the bottom. 5 worst teams in the NFL in order for Blake Elliott at number 32, the worst team in football, I think, right now. And this one was kind of hard. I don't think there's a undisputed worst team in football right now.
I agree.
I think there's kind of a bunch of different ways you could go about this. I got the Browns as the worst team in football just because I'm not really inspired by anything other than Myles Garrett. Maybe a little Harold Fannin. Well, for my fantasy people,
I would love to see some more Harold Fannin, but not utilized near enough in the last Sunday is all I'm going to say.
At 31, I have the New Orleans Saints.
Don't you dare denigrate Timu.
Who's your bottom two? Who's your bottom two?
I'm with you on the Browns.
Okay, you have them as the worst?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you got as 31?
The Jets.
The Jets for me are 29, and you could argue, talk me to 31.
The way I ranked it, it's kind of saying, like I said, I went Browns, Jets, after that, Panthers.
I have Panthers at 28 as well, or 30, excuse me.
Okay. Saints.
Yep. So we have the same top four.
Same top four.
Now, who made your 28?
The best of the worst? And this is personal for me.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So a lot of people are going to be like, oh, Fred. So I don't ever want to hear anybody try to, you feel one way or the other. The Texans.
All the way down there.
Let me tell you something. I'm sick of C.J. Stroud, and shout out to our boy Chiafalo, who is a fatty as well, and loves us up here on the station.
Someone said name the segment The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. It's like ChatGPT text.
Thank you, Claude. If I see and again, Chiafalo took. I'm going to repeat what he said because I felt the exact same way. When you're winning, you can go dribble a basketball before the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. CJ Stroud, you're missing basic throws.
Yep.
All right. You've got Nico Collins.
I know. He's not looking like second team all pro right now.
But look, you weren't alone in that assessment. Matthew Berry said, I don't know if it wasn't on this station, but he said on NBC or whatever that Nico Collins would finish the season as the number one fantasy wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's Matthew Berry, who that's what he does, is fantasy football, okay? So that was not a hot take by you. Nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
D'Amico has that blank stare on his face half the time.
They got no run game.
Their run game is 90-year-old Nick Chubb. All right, and Nick Caserio, Mr. You know, hey, I revitalized this franchise 2 years ago by getting C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson 2 and 3. Tell you what, Nick, how about you go get an offensive line for your boy? Because I'm telling you right now, that offensive line is garbage.
Their defense is the only reason these games have even been close. And that game the other night against the Bucks was fun.
A lot, dude.
That game against the Bucks was fun, and the Bucks will be coming up later. They don't make my 28 spot, even though I do think they are bad, and they have fallen out of any of the other rankings.
No, I get
they're
it.
Close.
I
got the Dolphins at 28. They jumped up a little bit. I think they're number 32 on NFL's power rankings.
They are.
I think it's easy. They're probably the funniest team to make fun of right now because I don't want to say people had expectations for them, but they're the most talented team down here. Like, they have good players.
Well,
they're just
Mike
not playing
McDaniel's
good football.
Just a mess.
So I got them at 28. They still bad vibes. We played the clip. Nothing good has come out of Dolphins camp. We haven't played one audio since the season has started or the offseason. We're like, man, you know what? I got a little bit of hope for the Dolphins.
None.
That sounds promising. One thing has come out.
Tyreek's either been, you know.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Abuse allegations from his, you know, during his divorce, yeah. Breaking an influencer's leg and then having sex with her afterwards. Yeah. I don't know which I'm more impressed by. Yeah.
Probably wanting out of Dolphins. Or
clowning on his own teammates, asking for trades, then saying no.
Everything Tua said.
And Tua just can't help himself.
Not that good. I mean, come on.
I can't do half of what Josh Allen does.
Y'all think we could win this game?
We'll see who's watching film on Tuesday. We'll see. I mean, what a dumpster, you know what. All right, middle five.
I also wrote New York. The New York Giants got out of the bottom five. I think they were in my initial.
They're hovering.
The Titans got out of my bottom five.
They're hovering.
And then the Bears are the closest team to joining. I'll throw the Texans in there as well. The Bears and the Texans are on bottom five watch.
The Texans I just had to throw in there because of the expectations. Yeah. Let's be real. We knew the Browns were going to be trash. We knew the Jets weren't going to be very good, everybody outside of Kevin Walker. the Panthers, meanwhile, I'm a little bit surprised that the Panthers have looked as bad
too.
As
I
they have.
I thought they'd be more competitive.
I really did, too. I'm with you on that. Look, the Saints,
actually,
the
you're
fighting
funny
Kellen
enough,
Moores
not as
are a punchy group.
They are not getting blown out like everyone, myself included. We thought they'd get 30-piece.
They might. I could see them going like 4-13.
Yeah.
Okay, they'll surprise some people, and then
they've almost won the last 2 weeks.
I was going to say they've been in both games, and maybe the Olave wasn't so bad after.
All right, middle five.
I'm just going 1-5. My top of the middle five, I'm going with the Falcons.
Okay, I got the Falcons right behind them at 13.
I got the Falcons. So who's yours?
My top of it is the Colts.
Okay,
I don't really believe in them, I have to say. They've got the number one offense right now. They got the leading rusher. Daniel Jones is leading in passing yards. He's leading in rushing touchdowns. Their defense is playing good. At some point, I have to just say what's in front of me and not go off my offseason expectations.
It's not Anthony Richardson back there.
The Colts are at number 12 for me, and the Falcons are at 13. Continue.
Okay, so my number 13 is the Steelers.
Ooh.
Okay.
I do not have them in the top.
My number 13 is the Steelers. Hey, look, they're there right now, but could I drop them to my bottom five next week? I absolutely could. All right, I'm going off vibes with the Steelers. Then after that, the Cowboys.
Okay, we have a different middle five. You have the Cowboys at 14?
I do.
I don't. Okay, I don't want to spend too much time. I want to get through it. But you think, just yes or no, you think how they played against the Giants had you more inspired? Did you have them in the top, in the middle five last week?
No, I didn't.
So you were more inspired by what they did against the Giants to put them in the middle 15?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I got the 49ers there.
I'm believing in Dak.
I believe in Dak, too. I believe in the defense.
No, I don't believe in the defense either. I don't, but I do think, though, that defense... Look, that defense, and again, it had Micah Parsons, so let me just make that caveat. That defense got better as the season went on. All right? I do firmly believe that this Cowboy defense will get better. Are they going to be a shutdown, lockdown defense? No. But do I think that as they get healthier, and I think at some point, they're going to have to do something about that secondary.
Who is 15 and 16 for you?
Jags and Colts.
Wow, we have a completely different. The only teams we agree on is Colts and Falcons.
Yeah.
I have Colts and Falcons at the top. You have them towards top and the bottom.
Yeah.
The Jags. Did you watch Brian Thomas in that game? It was not inspiring.
No, it wasn't.
Not wanting to catch.
No, he dropped.
Short-arming.
That's all right. Look.
Him and Trevor Lawrence not being on the same page. Are they going to get Travis Hunter involved? Is he going to second overall pick? Is he going to catch some passes?
He had a horrific... And I do mean horrific pass interference penalty called on him that couldn't have been more just egregious as far as it was just good defense by him. And I'm with you. I think they need to play him more at corner.
Yeah.
I really, really do. In fact, I almost wonder.
I think one of their corners went down in week two and they had to play him
more. So I'm wondering, do you go ahead and put him on the corner, you're playing all 60 snaps on offense, 9 on defense? I would inverse that.
Just make those snaps on offense impactful, and if not, make them a decoy. At 15, I got the Seahawks. So I got 49ers, Seahawks, Cardinals. pretty much the NFC West.
I've got the Seahawks and the Cardinals on the outside looking.
They're right there.
Yes. So I hate the 49ers.
You think I do too. You think the Steelers are better than the Seahawks right now? I mean, it's close.
They did. No, they did. They did just get housed, but I'm an Aaron Rodgers guy. Okay. I'm an Aaron Rodgers guy, so I will let my bias show.
Okay, top five. I'll tell you the teams that just barely didn't make it. Broncos did not make it. Commanders did not make it.
No.
Chargers, surprisingly, did not make Blake's top five.
Didn't make mine either.
Now I'll get into the top five because I don't want to spoil it too much. At the number five spot.
For what it's worth, real quick, I almost put the Commanders in my middle five.
Yeah? Okay. Almost. Now, they're definitely trending towards that way. Do you want to share any teams that barely didn't make your top five? Don't give away all of them.
Every team you just said.
Okay.
Every team you just
said. My number five, the fifth best team in the week two Fan After Dark.
Oh, Detroit. 15. Detroit was on my outside looking in.
Detroit Lions make Blake's number five.
Okay.
They are the fifth best team in football, according to Blake Elliott. You're number five.
Blake Elliott's favorite team in the world, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers!
Tampa Bay makes my top five, 100%.
My number four team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
I think they are one of the best teams in the NFL. They did just lose Kalia Kansi, their defensive tackle, and they lost their right tackle.
That hurts.
For the year. That hurts. But you got Big Show at quarterback.
Hey.
That's all that matters sometimes.
And if your boy Ibuka, you know.
He missed practice today.
He giveth, he taketh. All right. He's a rookie.
Chris Godwin is supposed to come back week four.
They say he's coming back. He'll be out again by week 10.
You're number four.
L.A. Rams.
Wow.
L.A. Rams.
A lot higher than I have the Rams at seven. I have the Rams at seven.
I'm telling you right now. You know what I think we're starting to notice, too? And I think this is one of the things. And we talked about this last night on Cowboys Crosstalk. Coaching. Mm-hmm. Okay. You look at the job that Sean McVay does not get enough credit for the coaching job that guy does.
Who do you have at three?
Baltimore.
I have Baltimore as well.
Baltimore. And I'm guessing you and I both have the same top two.
Bills, Packers. Who do you have at the top? I got the Packers at the top.
Same.
How
can you not?
So we have the same top three, Packers, Bills, Ravens.
Yeah.
You have Bucks at five. I have them at four. And then you have the Rams in there instead of the Lions.
Yeah.
Eagles, Chiefs do not make our top five. It's probably for the first time in a while.
Nope.
A power ranking has been
I didn't have the Chiefs in mind last week either. Yeah. So
the Chiefs are not playing top five right now. The Eagles are, in my opinion, even though they're 2-0, are not playing top five football. And the Chargers, the hottest team in football, the fun team everyone's loving, did not make our top five.
They're stingy teams.
Stingy.
Right? They're stingy teams. But if you told me right now, could I see the Chargers beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? I think the Chargers could beat any of those five.
I think Tampa loses another game this year.
Okay. But I think all five of these teams right now would beat the Eagles right now if you played them this Sunday.
Yeah, I agree. That was a fun addition of our 15. We're still coming up with a name for it. Send us in yours or where you disagree. Maybe where you have a certain guy in there for y'all. Coming up next, it's time to have a little bit of fun. I've been very sports heavy. Been a lot of egregious sports.
Don't ever say we don't talk sports here on Fan After Dark.
Let's do a little extra credit. Maybe there's more sports to come. Who knows? Maybe. Kevin and Fred on the burner next on The Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.